Welcome to your diary episode. Here's the thing, I'm a bit of a nomad, so these episodes come to you from wherever I'm living or travelling to at the time. So I'll share with you what's going on in my world, from book tours, animal encounters, delish meals, nature adventures, health discoveries, to swimming in hidden Byron Bay beaches. Come with me as I share my adventures with you. Hello, I have been promising you a book BTS special Friday series for quite some time, and it is officially coming to you. So the book Fearlessly Failing, my 11th book, is out now. It is available. It is out everywhere in all good bookstores. It's at Big W. It's at Target. It's at Kmart. I saw it at Kmart today. It's on Booktopia online. So it's out in the wild, and I wanted to do a podcast special around the book. So this is part one of a three-part series that will come out on Fridays in the place of the diary episode. So don't worry, it won't affect the Monday guests at all. You just won't get a diary episode for the next 3 weeks. You'll get a little BTS and taste of the book. So this is how the structure of it is going to go. Today will be a little bit more of a BTS and a little bit of the introduction of the book, and I'll go through the structure of the book. And then in the second episode, we'll break down all of part one of the book. The book is broken down into part one and part two. And then in the third episode, we'll break down part two of the book. So hopefully it gives you a little taste. If you were kind of like umming and ahhing and like, oh, I don't know if I want to get it, it might give you a little taste of the book. And yeah, I think it's just interesting to know a little bit about behind the scenes of the book. So this book is called Fearlessly Failing. It, in a way, was birthed from this podcast. Matt reminded me that when we started this podcast, he was like, you know, this could be a book. This could be a book. So I forgot that we even had that conversation 2 years ago when we started the pod. I think it's 2 years that we started the pod. So there is a direct correlation between the two, 100%. So I'll take it away. But first of all, thank you for listening. These Friday episodes, as you know, if you've been a listener for a little while, are a little bit shorter than the long form interviews that come out on Mondays. So, introduction. Today on our menu is introduction, behind the scenes, the kind of like the team that goes into the book. And then I'll teach you a little, not teach, I'll share a little read. It makes me feel like a teacher when I'm reading. I'll read you a little bit of the intro and the about me, and to kind of tell you what the book is. So, behind the scenes, I signed the contract for this book about 18 months ago. That's a bit longer than usual for me in the past. In the past, I've written cookbooks and nutrition books and yoga books and wellness books. This is much more memoir and personal development style. And I think it still would have usually been a 12-month process, but obviously COVID meant delays. And even today I went into Big W and I was like, yes, it's in Big W, because there were so many delays with couriers and getting the stock physically in stores. So I'm pumped that it's out in the wild and it's, you know, available. It's also extremely nerve-wracking because it's Christmas time, and so, or it's coming into Christmas time, so it's a really popular time for books. And, you know, people buy books as prezzies, but they often buy Jamie Oliver's latest book, or, there are so many great people that have got books out. And I'm like, oh, I'm such a small fry next to these guys. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking and scary to be bringing a book out alongside so many greats. But yeah, so we've got the book. It is called Fearlessly Failing, Overcome Fear, Failure, and Heartbreak to Find Your Happy. And then I've got a little quote from the beautiful Megan Gale on the front, and it says, honest, funny, real, and relatable, Lola's passion for wellness and happiness is infectious. Miss Megan Gale. Now, the book that I've got here, can you hear? Hopefully you can hear it, because I'm in the sound booth that we recorded the audiobook in. The book that I've got in my hand is the audiobook version, so it's got notes, it's got scribbles, it's got like little passion bits, like I wrote at the top of the introduction, truthful communication, and the recording date that we started recording on. I think we're going to give the audiobook away is like a comp as well. I want to do a comp and give away like some Lola coffee stuff, some hot chocky and the book around Crimbo. So I've got to think about that, but let me know if you want me to. So back to the behind the scenes of the book. So yeah, I signed the contract about 18 months ago. Then I kind of just like diarrheaed, like verbal diarrheaed out the manuscript. I think I delivered about 80,000 words. The book now is about 60. So it's been slashed, which is awesome and normal. And then I got a break last Crimbo. So I delivered it in November. I got a break over Crimbo and then like the editing process started in the new year. And then I was off to America. And actually most of the editing happened when I was in America. So because of the time difference, I'd get up in LA and I'd wake up to editing notes from my beautiful editor, Simon. And then I'd work on the notes while Australia's still asleep. And then I'd send them off my afternoon in America, which is like 9 a.m. in Australia. So it was kind of like a nice little rhythm and it kept me very, very busy. That first 2 months was all book. And then it was really scary because it was really hard to get home for the book and I really wanted to be in Australia for the press and whatnot of the book. So the writing process, yes, I write it myself, but also, yes, I had an editor. I bought on an editor that I love and I've worked with. I think we've done 7 books together. So Simon's been incredible and he's just super talented. He gets my voice and my wit and my self-deprecating humor. And it was an absolute honor to work with him on this book. And you work really closely with an editor, much, much closer than what I had in the past on cookbooks, because in cookbooks, you're kind of like, you're checking quantities. You're not kind of like throwing your heart out onto the pages of this book. So yeah, that was what was really different about this book versus doing cookbooks. And then I think as well, what else was super different about it? Because I got a question about like, do you get an editor or do you do everything? You 100% have an editor. When you hit send for the manuscript, you first hit send, like I learned this so early on in the writing process, let go. Because you're going to get like 13, maybe even 20 rounds of like edits back and forth. So you're going to get to re-look at. And so yeah, I think my first couple of manuscripts, I would hold on so tight for dear life and be like, oh my goodness, this is good. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect. And whereas now I'm like, send it, Lola. Let them, like, let your editor, like, get their teeth into it. And then, you know, you can kind of finesse it with them as a team. It's very much like you're all a team. And then, of course, you've got your publisher and then you've got publicist, my amazing friend Jane, and then you've got, I mean, early days, your managers are quite heavily involved because there's signings of contracts. And then I always have worked with, I was talking about this on a podcast today and I was like, I've never talked about this before, but I bring on an entertainment lawyer to just make sure that everyone's happy and, you know, because I want to do stuff in America as well, I just want to make sure that I'm honoring territories and whatnot, and a lot of it would go over my head. So I just bring in much smarter people than me to help with that. What else happens? It's different. So with the cookbooks, you like go in and pitch an idea and they're like, yeah, that's cool. We think that'll work. Or nah, we like the first idea, but not the third one. Or actually, can you mix those two ideas together? Like it's quite like that. You pitch in, whereas this was different because the publisher came to me. It was more like, oh, okay, cool. Personal development memoir. Cool. Like it was very different. I'm really open about this. Like I thought, if it was a recipe book, I probably would have said no because there are just so many recipe books out there right now. And there are so many good ones, like really good ones that are people that are so good at it and better than me and more passionate than me. So like, why would I stand in their way, you know? So I'm excited about this genre. I'm also so nervous about this genre because like, what if nobody likes the book? But, you know, that's a very real person possibility and scary and whatnot. So if you want to listen to like the boss interviewed me on a Monday episode about like how the book came about right before it launched and it was kind of like the birth of it. And then this is more about the actual physical book. So in today's episode, we'll be looking at the introduction and the about me section. But I do want to quickly talk to you about like the way the other two will go. So part one, I break down fear, failure, heartbreak, love, acting and human behavior. That's my favorite chapter, and success. So we kind of like discuss it all, we digest it all, we process it all. There's heaps of personal stories in there. There's also stories from podcast guests, but I'll give you a taste of that and I'll read you little bits in the next eps. And then in part two, we look at becoming bulletproof, your toolkit, doing the work, and then like the G up, like, righto, let's do this. And I'm like your cheerleader. I'm like, this is what I tried. Try it on and see if it works for you. And I'm like, you can do this. But I do want to be like really honest with you. I'm more the school of thought of a bit of like, not tough love, but like no BS. There's nothing hippie. I mean, there's hippie stuff in here because I love crystals and Reiki and stuff, but the languaging is like, do the work, like get outside your comfort zone. It's going to be so hard, you know, and I want you to know that like I'm cheering you on, but it's going to be hard. Like I don't want to sugarcoat and be like, you know, write down your dreams, pop it under your pillow, it's going to come true. Like it's going to be blood, sweat and tears. It's going to be harder than you imagined, you know, and there's going to be someone working away at it when you're not working away at it kind of thing. And then, you know, there's the conclusion, which the conclusion I wasn't going to touch on because it is a love letter to you, the reader or the listener. So I kind of like that left sacred for you guys. So yeah, so that'll be kind of like we'll do part one in the next ep and then we'll do part two in the ep after that. And then that's your three-part book series. And then after that, we'll be bang on into Crimbo. So that's my bogan word for Christmas. So and I will have two and I'm about to go to Melbourne and I've just toured Sydney with this book and then I'll go to Melbourne and tour Melbourne and do book signings and whatnot in Melbs. Good old Melbs. All right, so I'm just going to read you a little pinch from the introduction. I obviously won't do it all because like then it might get boring for you and I don't want that to be. And I'll just like, you know, stop and share some BTS stuff if I can. That's my short lingo for behind the scenes. I was talking to a mate the other day and I was like, you know, yeah, we'll film a BTS. And he's like, a what? Let me just have a little swiggy of water. And I'll just read the first paragraph or so. Introduction. Hi, my name's Lola Berry, and I'm here to share whatever I can from my life experience to help you. But what is this book exactly? Is it a self-help book, a memoir, a guide to success? Is it a health book or a yoga philosophy manual? Or is it given that as I write this, I'm studying acting and TV presenting full-time, a book about changing careers in your 30s? Nah, it's kind of all and none of the above. It's just me sharing the honest truth, what's real to me, in an aim to hopefully evoke something within you. Maybe it's just a spark that makes you want to chase the dream that nobody knows except you. Maybe it's having the courage to risk it and jump even though you're shit scared. Or maybe it's letting go of that feral self-talk and mindset that has got in the way so many times. It might even mean walking away from a toxic or mean person in life. Brutal, I know, but I promised you real talk. So there's a little taste of the intro. It's so funny rereading it after doing the audiobook. I've got like little words circled and like breaths. You mark out your breaths when you're doing audiobooks. I've never done an audiobook before. Poor boss. Then after the intro, there's an acknowledgement of privilege. Obviously, I'm white. I am a heterosexual cis woman. I'm Australian. Like so much has come to me easier than other people, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. I also want people to know that this is a safe space, this book. Like it doesn't matter who you are or how you identify. Like I want you to feel like you can feel safe with this book. That's kind of like the aim of the game. And I acknowledge the custodians of the land that we're on. For example, right now as we record this, we are on the Bundjalung of Byron Bay Arakwal people land. Actually, when I first moved to Byron, I did a I actually did a course. I did a tour of Byron with an auntie and learned all about the Arakwal people and this Bundjalung Nation that we're on. And there is just so many. I love the Dreamtime stories are just incredible about Julian Rocks, which is when you come to Byron, you just look out and you see Julian Rocks and you're like, oh, that's where you go snorkeling to see turtles and sharks and beautiful things. But like there's an entire love story around Julian Rocks from the Indigenous Dreamtime stories. Incredible. Highly recommend doing that if you're in Byron. But I told you I'd give you a bit of a BTS. So then I share a little bit about myself. I'll do like a paragraph from here and then I'll see what comes next. Oh, and I talk to you about what the book is all about. But, yeah, I'll give you a little tiny pinch of about me because you probably already know who I am if you're listening to the pod or like what my name is. A bit more about me. Now, before we kick off, I think it's important you know a bit more about me and where I come from. After all, if you're going to trust me as your cheerleader, you need to know what I'm all about. First things first, while I'm called Lola Berry these days, my real name is Lauren Smith. Oh, so when I say that, PS, this is a BTS, this isn't in the book, I'm like, Lauren Smith. Like, my family name. It couldn't be more opposite from Lola Berry. Anyway, do you know what? If I hear someone called Lauren, I can't turn around. Like it doesn't register. And I put this in the book, but it got cut out. The reason why I got called Lola is my first boyfriend, who I write about in this book, his name's Kane. His sister's name is Lauren also. And he was like, when we first started dating, he was like, I cannot be dating someone with the same name as my sister. I cannot, I cannot. And he goes, please, 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 can I change your name, like give you a nickname? And I was like, yeah. He goes, can I call you Lola? And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And I was 18, like I was so young, and it just stuck. So everybody calls me Lola. Dad, if he's angry, will say Lauren, but because I live in Byron in LA, I don't see him as much. So whenever we see each other, it's like, we miss you, I miss you. It's like all happy, happy. But when I used to live with Dad, because Dad was my landing pad, like if I'd travel, I'd come back, stay at Dad's for a couple of months and I'd go and travel again. He was kind of like I'd always just like land there. And if I ever overstayed my welcome, which he would never, ever kick me out, but I knew it would get funny. He'd be like, Lauren, and he'd get so angry at me if I was like, pressing his buttons, which I know how to do. Anyway, I digress. So Lauren Smith is my real name. In fact, my real name is Lauren Avery Smith. Avery is my mum's maiden name. So mum's Wendy Avery, dad's Noel Smith. There you go. So this isn't in the book. I'm just giving you a random fact. First things first. While I'm called Lola Berry these days, my real name is Lauren Smith. No, nobody calls me this. When I was born on I was born on the 14th of September, 1985, so that makes me a Virgo, guys, and Year of the Ox, so stubborn as fuck. Anyway, that was, again, not in the book. The year the Essendon Bombers won the AFL Premiership, barracking for the Bombers has been a ritual in my family for generations, and Dad still reminds me that he missed the preliminary final, the match the day I was born. But just 2 weeks later, he got to go to the grand final, didn't he? And the mighty Dons, the Bombers, won. So anyway, this next few pages, just a bit about Fam Bam, upbringing, like, and I guess like, how I got my breaks, like how I started morning TV and kind of started with a cold call. But yes, there's a little bit about that. And then I talk about like fearlessly failing and share a little bit about what the book's going to be about as far as like sharing my own stuff ups, but also like it's again, it's birthed from the pod. I'll read you. Okay, so I'll read you one last little chunk from the introduction. Just checking the time. I said to the boss of Ching, I was like, I've got to keep these episodes succinct because you know me, anyone listening, I just yabba. Back to the book. So as I sit here writing what feels weird to say is my 11th book, this one more than anything has come more than anything before. This is why audiobooks are so hard, because you trip on a word and then you have to re-go again and then you keep tripping on the same word. Anyway, I will start again. So as I sit here writing what feels weird to say is my 11th book, this one, more than anything that has come before, contains my heart. This is the no-frills version of me. It's raw and honest, and my hope is that you can use the pages that follow this as a bit of a life hack, a tool to create a space where you feel brave enough to be your true self, to learn from my mistakes and the mistakes of the people I've spoken with, giving you the courage to go fearlessly after your wildest dreams, living free and totally empowered. Because when all is said and done, Because when all is said and done, you are the only one who can make it happen, and you are the only one who can stop you. So that's a little taste. The intro is like short and sweet. I wrote, this was a signed copy. So it says, do what you love, Lullaberry. And then my mantra for the audiobook, I put a little sticky note in here. Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. 10 points if you know what TV show that's from. I'm obsessed. It's like, it's a really cool football show. Anyway, I'm totally digressing. So, yeah, this is how it's going to run. Episode 2, so your next Friday episode, I'll divulge part 1. So we kind of like break down fear, failure, you know, love, heartbreak. There are so many funny heartbreak stories, acting and what I've learned at acting school. And I'll do what I just did then, like I'll stop and be like, oh, and like obviously bits have been slashed out of the book for so many reasons, but like to make it the best book that it can be. But sometimes it was for you know, to protect me, like there were specifics and whatnot, so that for legal reasons to keep the book super respectful of everybody. And so, I'll tell you if I was like, oh, there was a bit here that got cut, like I'll give you, I'll probably get in trouble for this. I'll just give you a bit of BTS. I just want to be like really, really honest with you. That said, the book, and this is what, again, I know I just said at the start how much I really love my editor, Simon, but at the very end, because like cookbooks, they don't slash much out of because you're writing recipes, but personal development, they got to slash stuff out of it. And I was getting really towards the end, I was like, oh, but I really wanted that to stay in, or I really wanted that. And my beautiful editor, Simon, was like, Lola, hand on my heart, this book is great. Like, he's like, you've put so much into this, you've worked so hard. And he just like, I actually wrote about him in the thank you pages. I want to read what I wrote about him because he just was like the most sweetest human being. Interesting fact about thank you pages. I didn't know this, but in books you thank the book team first and then comes like fam and all that kind of thing. To Simon Davis, a.k.a. epic life-saving editor, let's call a spade a spade. This book wouldn't be here without you. I absolutely love working with you. So I hope you hear this, Simon, because I think you're amazing and you really, like an editor is kind of like the unsung hero of a book, and without Simon, you know, I don't know what it would have been. It needed structure and it needed love. And yeah, and any time I said, I really want that in, he was like, okay, let's try and rework it. He was so collaborative, and, yeah, I just feel so lucky to work with the cool peeps. There you go. Ep 1 of BTS of the book. Next Friday you are going to get another ep, and the following Friday you are going to get a third ep. So these are 3 behind the scenes of the book. Mega, mega love, and it's out now. So if you feel like getting it, that would be amazing, and I would love that, and it means so much. There is a lot of pressure to make a book fly after you've convinced people that you can do one and write one. So thank you to everyone that's already gone out and bought it, and means so, so much to me. Big love. Bye.